Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. The holiday travel season is getting underway in a big way today, and even over the weekend, we saw a lot of people on the roads. Millions of Americans will be on the move despite a resurgence of COVID.
LaGuardia Airport, very busy, even at 4 a.m., but with a TSA vaccine mandate deadline today that could leave checkpoints short-staffed, travelers like Melissa hope an early flight spares them a travel nightmare.
Hopefully everything was running smoothly, so I tried to get here really early. Yeah, it is a concern. Hopefully it doesn't affect travel too much, so I have a feeling a lot of people will be wanting to go this year.
While federal officials don't expect issues, Sally French with financial information company NerdWallet says airline staffing may be the bigger problem.
According to a NerdWallet survey, close to 3 in 10 Americans who say they didn't travel during the 2020 holidays do plan to travel this holiday season. However, the travel industry lost 8.2 million jobs between March and April 2020, and those jobs are only slowly returning.
The TSA says it screened 2.2 million people Friday, a pandemic record, this ahead of Wednesday, which is considered one of the busiest travel days of the year. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds at LaGuardia Airport.
The White House is expected to announce today that 95% of the federal workforce is in compliance with the vaccine mandate. A senior administration official says more than 90% of the federal workforce has received at least one COVID shot. Some workers have submitted applications for an exemption. The New York State Assembly Judiciary Committee has released a report on the allegations against former Governor Cuomo. It was completed by lawyers from Davis, Polk & Wardwell. The report concludes that Cuomo engaged in multiple instances of sexual harassment, including sexual misconduct and creating a hostile work environment. Chairman Charles Levine says the report shows that Cuomo's conduct was extremely disturbing and indicative of someone who is not fit for office. Mayor-elect Eric Adams speaking out about the recent viral videos showing wild behavior on the Kosciuszko Bridge, including traffic shut with dance parties and drivers doing donuts. Speaking on Good Day New York, Adams addressed these incidents.
Some individuals closed down the bridge illegally so they could film a video or Instagram and just totally disregarded all the other citizen of this city. And we're continuously seeing behavior like this. This is not the city that we live in as New Yorkers that are law-abiding citizens.
On Twitter, he responded to one such video, tweeting that incidents like this damage the city's brand, disrespect New Yorkers, and endanger visitors and residents. At least 7 people were hurt during a late Sunday night Bronx apartment blaze. It happened at the 6-story building at Hughes Avenue and East 181st Street. Fire officials say the flames broke out on the second floor of the building. Firefighters brought it under control just before midnight. The cause remains under investigation. A burglar who targeted grieving Westchester County families faces justice today. Latonia Shalicia Stewart will be sentenced after being found guilty of burglarizing 6 homes while the victims attended loved ones' funerals. The rash of burglaries took place between 2017 and 2018. She used online obituaries to help pick her targets, and she faces up to 3.5 to 15 years behind bars. A man was stabbed early this morning during an attempted robbery in Midtown. Police say the 27-year-old victim was approached by 2 men around 2 a.m. on 42nd Street near Madison Avenue. He was stabbed in the abdomen and slashed on the right hand. The victim was able to run away and flag down police outside Grand Central. He was rushed to the hospital in stable condition. So far, no arrests. A New Jersey teenager collapsed on a basketball court and died over the weekend. Authorities say the 14-year-old was playing with other teens at Grant Elementary School. Counseling and bereavement services will be provided this week at Dumont Public Schools. The boy's identity has not been released. It was just last week that 15-year-old Carmine Payton collapsed and died while playing basketball at tryouts for the high school team in Copaigue on Long Island. A breakdancing opera singer will be making his Metropolitan Opera debut tomorrow.
It almost seems that Jakub Josef Orlinski has nothing left to do at 30 years old. He's making his Met debut Tuesday in a new opera, Eurydice.
Like, I'm not going to believe in it until I actually do it.
And that's just one of the many accomplishments the countertenor from Poland has under his belt. One of 200 artists to collaborate on a trunk to celebrate Louis Vuitton's bicentennial, designing a jewelry line inspired by the cover art on his just-released third album. And when he's not busy with that or modeling, he breakdances.
It contains everything that I love the most. So the freedom, the music, and actually this, like, kind of acrobatic style of movement.
Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds in Midtown.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.